Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. You don't go to war, war shall come to you. News. Relations between India and Pakistan are cratering following a deadly attack in the disputed Himalayan region of Jammu and Kashmir that left more than 24 tourists dead. CNN. Comment. 26 tourists were killed in this attack, and immediately India accused Pakistan of supporting terrorist groups in the region. India has also announced the closure of the main border crossing, the suspension of the Indus Water Treaty, and the expulsion of diplomats. In response, Pakistan has suspended all visas issued to Indian nationals and has ordered expulsion of some of its diplomats and closed its airspace for Indian flights. All of these measures are an attempt to build fear of war and sustenance in the hearts of people. The world in the last 18 months has seen so many killings in Palestine, and silence of the international organizations has made people think of their reliability. All of these disputes originate from the makers of these organizations, who made sure that their ill decisions stay protected for coming years. Since the separation of the subcontinent, Kashmir has been an issue that has kept the relationship sour between the two countries. Both countries have fought two wars over the Muslim-majority territory, which both claim in full but control in part. The question is that both countries independently have made a history of 75 years of poor governance and unfair distribution of resources, then why would they fight over another responsibility? The answer is water and resources. This time, if war comes, it shall not be either for water or land, but it shall be for the safety of Muslim Ummah. Starting from Kashmir and eventually taking over Gaza. In fact, India's boldness in threatening Pakistan stems from its observation of the Pakistani army's muted response to the atrocities carried out by the Zionists. In 2023, Multidimensional Poverty Index report finds over a third of all poor people in the world live in South Asia, which is around 389 million people. India contributes significantly to this number, accounting for almost 70% of the increase in extreme poverty, while poverty in Pakistan surged by 7 percentage points in 2024, reaching a rate of 25.3%. According to the World Bank's report titled Poverty Projections for Pakistan, during the Muslim rule, the Indian subcontinent accounted for 23% of the world's economy, and under the reign of Aurangzeb Alamgir, this figure rose to 27%. All inhabitants were treated with care and fairness, regardless of their religion, race, or ethnicity, according to Sharia law. The British had to work maliciously hard to create hatred on the base of religion. The War of 1857 serves as a notable example of Hindu-Muslim unity, as both fought against the British Raj in a shared struggle for freedom. The ruthless colonial-era game of dividing land and resources has only grown more vicious over time. The conflict over Kashmir is no longer about the well-being of its people, but rather a struggle for control over resources that were first exploited in the 1850s when the British established an extensive canal system. During their colonization of the subcontinent, the British reshaped the region's rivers by constructing dams and altering their natural flow. Even after the 1947 independence, successive governments continued these colonial policies, expanding the network of barrages, dams, and canals, ultimately leading to the degradation of the Indus Delta, the world's fifth largest. The American strategy for the region has aimed to resolve disputes between the two states in India's favor, effectively reducing Pakistan to a subordinate role. This approach is designed to elevate India as a dominant regional power to counterbalance China and to preempt any potential revival of the Khilafah in Pakistan. The U.S. and its allies have been working consistently to develop a strategic situation where the chances of Muslim Ummah reuniting become near to impossible. They do it because they are sure about their plans, which are to impose the rule of Islam. Why are Muslim authorities showing reluctance about the plans of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلِيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلِيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Allah has promised those among you who believe and do righteous good deeds that He will certainly grant them succession to the present rulers in the earth as He granted it to those before them, and that He will grant them the authority to practice their religion, that which He has chosen for them. And He will surely give them in exchange a safe security after their fear, provided they worship Me and do not associate anything in worship with Me. But whoever disbelieves after this, they are the fasiqun, rebellious, disobedient to Allah. It is the responsibility of Muslim military to assert its power as an army of Allah and restore the rule of Allah. Only the Khilafah Rashida will ensure the just division of the resources, and the world will see that it is not the lack of water but the greed of the people in power that is keeping the world thirsty. It was narrated from Abu Huraira that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ثَلَاثٌ لَا يُمْنَعَنَّ الْمَاءُ وَالْكَلَاءُ والنار. Three things cannot be denied to anyone: water, pasture, and fire. People of Kashmir have been enduring oppression for a very long time, just like the people of Palestine. The world has witnessed the atrocities of a new kind. The modern developments have made each person see and hear the horrors of war between the defenseless, empty-handed, and the army of Satan laced with the latest equipment provided by the Allies and provided by the silence of Muslim authorities. The time has come for the soldiers of the Pakistani army to give a worthy answer to India and then march towards Gaza. What else are you waiting for? Establish Khilafah. You were running from the war, and now war is knocking on your door. Do not turn your back. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Ikhlaq Jihan.